In 1958, I caught a bad cold. As a result of that, the family doctor was contacted. He gave me a routine shot of penicillin and said that within 2 to 3 days, I would be just fine. But not only was he wrong, he was very wrong. For reasons that I had an acute allergic reaction to the medicine, which tossed me into the grips of a deadly and rare disease known as Stevens-Johnson syndrome, or SJS. The symptoms I had were spiking fevers as high as 106. My skin was blistering, exfoliating in some parts. My eyes were so bloodshot that I looked like a cicada. My upper lip pushed up against my nose because my face was so swollen. Well, while at the hospital, my eyes were patched. I received heavy dosages of antibiotics. My hands were gloved and tied to the bed rail so I would not scratch. Back then, there were only 11 known cases of SJS. 9 had died in the hospital. 2 walked out. I, with my vision, the other totally blind. In 1970, I joined the Bomber City Police Department, for I was interested in making narcotic cases. In 1972, I was honored with the Policeman of the Year Award, for I had made more than 80 felony narcotics arrests in a very short period of time while in uniform. In 1975, the police commissioner received information from the FBI telling him that potentially the Bruno crime family of Philadelphia had infiltrated Baltimore City. Consequently, I was ordered to resign on paper. I had to surrender all my equipment, my riot gear, my gun, my badge, all of my uniforms, and I began the very, very lonely work of a deep covert. I intentionally ostracized myself from my family and friends because I didn't want to become a liar. It didn't take me long to understand that soon I would be held by the habits of a man being alone. So for the next 3.5 years, I frequented the red light district known as Baltimore's Block. I befriended bar owners, bartenders, doormen, strippers, drug dealers, members of the pagan outlaw motorcycle gang, and bookmakers. My conclusion was that we were not a control town. Baltimore has no mafia family here. Between 1978 and 1985, I underwent 6 eye surgeries because of the Stevenson-Johnson syndrome. I became very concerned that I would not be able to qualify for the next weapons test at the gun range. In 1986, I was contacted by the Office of the State Prosecutor. That is the agency which is tasked with uncovering corruption and, when appropriate, bringing charges. For the next 15 years, I underwent 5 more eye surgeries. I also was part of scores of investigations which led to public officials, elected officials, being charged and convicted and thrown out of office. Then in 2001, I needed yet another eye surgery. But I was out of medical leave. And so I had to apply for the leave bank. That triggered a mandatory examination by a state doctor. It took him less than 60 seconds to examine my eyes and conclude that I should be immediately terminated. For a workaholic like me, that was absolute devastation. I was in a near panic. It was my lovely wife, Laura, who sort of calmed me down when she reminded me of the American Disabilities Act. We immediately went to my office where I spoke to my boss and told him of my circumstances. He said to me, "Look, just go back to your office. I'm going to try to find a resolution." And indeed he did. There is a branch of the State Department of Education known as DOORS. The acronym stands for Department of Rehabilitation Services. There I was taught how to use software for my computer, which would enable the computer to talk to me of all the written print that was contained in that computer. And so it was that I was able to continue working. For the next 15 years, I had more eye operations. In 1997, I was no longer able to drive. And I first started realizing how very upsetting, frustrating total blindness would be. In 2007, I became totally blind. I thought that I had prepared myself for the inevitable, but I had not. I don't know that there's any way to prepare yourself to walk in a world of total darkness. But in my family, there's no giving up. You just keep punching. You never throw in the towel, and the word acquiesce is simply not in the Cabezas lexicon. So I was able to continue working. During the next 15 years, we did multiple investigations. The Anne Arundel County executive, John Leopold, was convicted. He received 30 days in jail. Dallas Dance, the superintendent of the Baltimore County school system, was convicted of perjury, was sentenced to 6 months. And perhaps the most notorious case was that of former Mayor Sheila Dixon. We had received information that she had a corrupt relationship with a major developer who had been provided millions of dollars in city contracts. They had what we call a quid pro quo relationship, something for something. His something was $1 million of contracts. Hers were lavish gifts. For her 50th birthday, he paid for the expenses of 5 persons to celebrate in the Bahamas. Then later, he took her to Chicago, where she traveled did shopping at the Magnificent Mall and spent $8,000 of his money. The investigation culminated with a raid at her home. We walked out of there with expensive gifts. She also had stolen credit cards intended to buy gifts at Christmas time for needy families. And so when she was charged, she was convicted by a jury of the theft and ultimately took a guilty plea to the perjury count, and she left City Hall in shame. Well, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Thank you.